This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. While some yields may seem disappointing, especially for corn, this year's crop is still looking pretty good. We'll have more from Southwest Iowa PEX agronomist Nate Meyer right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Combines are rolling across much of the state, and the dry weather that we have been seeing recently has allowed harvest to continue mostly uninterrupted. Southwest Iowa PEX agronomist Nate Meyer said corn yields might seem a little disappointing, but they are more than adequate.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. We've had some guys now that are going on probably 2 weeks of picking corn, and some guys that just really got going this week. So, you know, seeing a lot of different progress across the board. I have some of my farmers just finishing up on corn and going to start on beans, and some vice versa, just about to finish up on soybeans and go to corn. So what I'm hearing for yields out there, you know, a lot of, I wouldn't say disappointment, but not hitting the expectations as they saw from this summer's weather with all the rain that we had and everything of that nature. So maybe a little disappointment when we come to some of these corn yields, but not at the end of the day, still having a fairly good harvest across the board.
Meyer said there's a huge disparity between crops that were treated with fungicides later in the season and those that weren't.
The use of a fungicide this year is paying you back, you know, tenfold. Talking to some growers that had some fields where they split applied, maybe did not have a fungicide and had one, they're seeing anywhere from a 25 to 50, 60 bushel swing difference compared to non-fungicide compared to the fungicide itself. So it's paying. The Southern Rust came in so hard this year, it really towards the end there, as that plant's trying to put all of its energy into producing an ear, then having to fight off the Southern Rust as well. So if it wasn't protected, unfortunately, you're really going to see it out there in the field this year, and unfortunately see it at the bin at the end of the year as well.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.